Page 18. Laptops for all kids. A new approach helps one organization move toward its vision. Elisa Fernanda Castillo Cruz, age 6, is a first grader at the Escuela Emmanuel Mongalo in Diriamba, Nicaragua. And she loves her EXO computer, better known as the one laptop per child laptop. I bring it home, and I teach my mama and my papa and my little brothers, she says in Spanish. I show them all the activities they don't know, painting, writing, reading, games. She opens her favorite game, in which addition and multiplication problems drift slowly down the small black and white screen. You have to answer before they fall, she says, laughing and hiding her face in her hands when the sad face appears to tell her she got a sum wrong. A grand vision. This kind of engagement was exactly the goal when Nicholas Negroponte, then the director of MIT's famous media lab, launched the One Laptop Per Child not-for-profit back in 2005. With its Yves Behar-designed Linux-based laptop and a unique open-source programming environment targeted to simple learning, OLPC is the most high-profile example of what's been dubbed Design for the Bottom of the Pyramid, a movement to bring the discipline of design and creative thinking to problems of poverty and development. But Negroponte's grand vision was never matched by an attention to detail. For years, the project failed on many fronts, including production delays, inconsistent support, a lack of teacher training, and a shortage of developers willing to create software for the XO. As a 2010 article in Colombia's Journal of International Affairs concluded, OLPC represents the latest in a long line of technologically utopian development schemes that have unsuccessfully attempted to solve complex social problems with overly simplistic solutions. A new approach. What critics ignore is that the organization has changed significantly since 2009, when Negroponte ceded day-to-day operations of OLPC to his friend Rodrigo Arboleda. I'm not the kind of person who has staff meetings at 8 a.m., but Rodrigo does, Negroponte says. A native Colombian, Arboleda has moved the organization's operating division to his hometown of Miami to be more convenient to Latin America, where most of the computers are located. Arboleda is running OLPC more like a business, while Negroponte once declared a goal of making XOs available at $100 a pop. Arboleda sells the computers to governments and not-for-profits for nearly $200, a price that's calculated to include overhead. Building up communities. Furthermore, Arboleda has invested heavily in teacher training, unlike Negroponte. Ever since the day we started, we've been getting pretty endless criticism, he explains, usually around the idea that you can give a kid a laptop and walk away. But that's exactly what Negroponte believes will empower self-directed learning in the developing world. In fact, he's been experimenting with leaving laptops in remote Ethiopian villages and has spoken several times in public appearances about literally dropping them out of helicopters. Today's OLPC seems to have left that view behind. Chief Financial Officer Robert Hacker says, "The fact is every new project we've done since 2010 has had significant teacher training. Arboleda's staff is also building local capacity to maintain and evaluate the programs. In Managua, for example, OLPC has a warehouse staffed with university students who repair the XOs and send them back out to classrooms. In the 3 years since Arboleda took over, OLPC has grown from 1 million computers in the field to nearly 2.5 million in more than 40 countries from the South Pacific to Madagascar. A growing trend. But a curious thing has happened as OLPC has gotten its act together. The rest of the world has caught up to, in fact, has zipped right past, Negroponte's original vision of lightweight, affordable, portable information and communications technology, transforming the lives of billions of people. In the next few years, about 7 million laptops will be distributed to children by governments in Latin America alone. The Intel World Ahead program has distributed about 5 million Classmate PCs, both netbooks and tablets, in 70 countries, paired with software, connectivity, and support programs. In Mexico, Carlos Slim's personal foundation announced a donation of 250,000 XOs in 2007. Recently, the foundation has expanded its efforts by offering computers from Dell and Lanix, a Mexican manufacturer. Meanwhile, it may turn out that laptops, or even tablets, will be a mere footnote in the technological education of the developing world. There are already 6 billion cell phone subscriptions for the world's 7 billion people, and observers like Ann Nelson, who teaches at Columbia School of International and Public Affairs, believe that SMS is the real technology to watch. She points to programs such as the BBC's Bangla Janala, which teaches English through text messages. So what, finally, will be the legacy of OLPC? Mike Best, editor of Information Technologies and International Development, credits OLPC and Negroponte with starting the conversation about the need for low-cost, low-power computing. But, he says, in the end, computers are the easy part. The hard thing is the humans. Putting technology into the hands of the citizens of the developing world will get easier and easier. Leveraging those tools for real change is another story. Vocabulary focus. High profile. Dub. Utopian. Simplistic. Seed. Literally. Get one's act together. Footnote. Legacy. Leverage.